97.5 Y Country wants you to feel fully alive with Fully Alive Family Chiropractic, discussing different avenues of wellness through chiropractic care.
Hey, it's Matt Malone. We're back again, feeling fully alive with Fully Alive Family Chiropractic. And I tell you what, this is always a great place to come in, whether the snow's falling, whether it is the middle of summer and it's, you know, 95 degrees. It's always a great day with Fully Alive Family Chiropractic. And Dr. Tara, you know, we've had a lot of great conversations to be able to learn a little bit more about what y'all do. But one of the things I really love that y'all do are these, I want to call them workshops, classes, courses, if you will, on ways that we can better ourselves. And you actually have another one that's coming up here tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm. Called Cut the Clutter. Mm-hmm. And I am definitely recruiting other help because this is not my strength. But something that I know in my life, when I have got rid of some things that I don't need, that just seem like I'm organizing and reorganizing to just reorganize again. When I have let go of certain things and uncluttered my life, you feel lighter. And I mean, it's similar in our bodies. There's a lot of correlations, which is, again, another reason we do the seminars. We're able to really share. I mean, when you have pain and when things aren't working right in the body, that's like clutter. Like it just weighs you down.
Sure.
And so anytime we can take a step to let go of some of that, right? In your body, if you have less pain, you're able to do more. In our homes, when there's less stuff to pick up, less stuff to clean up, we're able to enjoy moments with our loved ones deeper. And so I'm excited to learn more. I'm in an uncluttered class right now, a 12-week course. So I'm learning different tools, but the big thing is really to slow down and say why.
Yeah.
You know, because we accumulate things over the years. And if you don't move, that's a blessing when you're younger and you like move 5 times in 5 years. My husband and I didn't have as much stuff as we do now, that totally. We've lived in a house with 3 kids and, you know, been there for a long time. You start to accumulate stuff. And so we're going to talk about kind of some tips to be able to let go of some of that stuff, and then also relate it back to, again, in our own life, like the injuries add up, and, you know, how do you work to kind of not feel older as you're getting older?
Well, and I think part of it too, that kind of correlates between both, you know, our home life and our wellness, is it's a process. You're not expected to get your whole house decluttered in one day. You go room by room, thing by thing, and you start checking that off, right?
Yes, thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
That is definitely where we need to go tomorrow, because it is a process, and it is. It's if you try to tackle everything at one time, which we can do with our health, we can do with our home, and then what happens? You get burnt out.
Totally.
And you just stop altogether. And really, here at Fully Alive, it's about the process, and it's about making things a lifestyle habit. And that's, again, what I'm trying to do in my home, because I did great a couple years ago and it felt amazing. But you know what I did after? I just started accumulating stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
And 2 years later. Yes. And if you don't keep relooking at areas in our life, we end up falling back into old habits.
Totally.
Same thing with the body. So I have Dr. Jessica here, who has something I can't wait to hear, because I keep learning so much from her too. Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that with clutter, a lot of times our homes reflect our internal mind. And so when you look around and you're like, wow, there's a lot of clutter, it's a reflection of what's going on inside. So if you can't slow down to unclutter outside of your mind, chances are you don't have time to slow down and declutter inside of your own mind. And both are extremely important. So it's a great reflection tool to look around and see, ooh, there's a stack of something that I haven't gone through. Let's just get rid of it, and you just feel better.
I 100% agree with you. And much like we were talking about too, with the moving, like, I've moved so much here, and I counted, I think it was like 26 times since I was 18 years old.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's been nuts. And the thing is, I haven't really had a whole lot of stuff, but, you know, once you start getting, you know, in Southwest Michigan, I moved twice now, you know, once to Southwest Michigan in Berrien Springs, and then now once to St. Joe. And it's amazing how much stuff you can get accumulated, but the feeling of just getting rid of all that stuff, and just think about that as an internal thing. If you've got a lot of weight and a lot of stress on your shoulders, and having something like the proper care for your body will help you be able to handle that stress a little bit better, but also let the small things kind of roll off your back. You don't need to focus on all that stuff too. So I think this is a great course. And I've got one question here for you. Since we're talking about clutter in the house, I've got to ask, do you guys accumulate like a bunch of Tupperware as well? Like old Cool Whip containers or anything like that, takeout containers? Okay, me either. Definitely not me.
My mother-in-law, though, I always feel like, shoot, I should keep those. Because when you go to send something with somebody, like, they do come in handy. They do. So I get it, Matt.
Yeah. There's a local restaurant here that serves Thai food. It's delicious. And their containers are really good for reusing. But we went through and we did that a couple weeks ago where we cut a bunch of that out. Like, probably 70% of the Tupperware was then recycled.
And tell me, was it easier to find what you really needed?
So much easier. And trying to find a cover for Tupperware? I mean, this turned into a whole different conversation, but Tupperware, let's talk about it.
Well, and that's where we want people to feel welcome to either join us on Facebook or come live, whether your house is a complete disaster or if you're just, again, you just want to fine tune a little bit, regardless of where you're at. We can always, do a little better. There's always something else we can let go of so that we have more time and more energy and more mind, like Dr. Jessica said, more mind power for what really is most important to us.
Excellent. Yeah. And we have this information obviously available to us tomorrow is when this is happening. Facebook and we just go there.
Live at 6 o'clock. If you are busy at 6 making dinner with the kids, you can always listen to it recorded.
That's right. And if you make too much, no Tupperware is there to save you.
Yes.
Store it there. Excellent. I appreciate you all so much. Thank you for joining us here today. And again, it's another way that we're helping you feel fully alive with Fully Alive Family Chiropractic. Dr. Tara, Dr. Jessica here with us as well with 20 in a row. 97.5 Y Country.
Revisit our previous conversations and tips by visiting 97.5YCountry.com or by going inside the Y Country mobile app. Feeling fully alive with Fully Alive Family Chiropractic and 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country.